Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is with the Tea Party Patriots Action. In fact, she's the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chairman. Her name is Jenny Beth Martin, and her website is TrumpDefenseTeam.com. And we're going to talk about the inquiry of impeachment that's going on right now in the country. Jenny Beth, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Now, I guess it seems the country's become so divided. If you ask people, well, how are those impeachment inquiry hearings going? A liberal might say, oh, going great. You know, you can see the smoking gun. And then you ask a conservative, this is just a sham inquiry that never should have gotten this far. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that the way I've been referring to it is, it is the Jerry Seinfeld impeachment. It's an impeachment about nothing. The Democrats don't have anything. They don't have any witnesses. They don't have any evidence, and they don't have the facts on their side. All we have to do is look for the evidence and the facts. Go to the summary of the call. Look at what both President Zelensky and President Trump said about the call. They said there was no pressure. Trump has said it's a perfect call. You can look at the call and see that there was no conditionality placed on Ukraine in order to get U.S. aid. Not only that, but they never made a public announcement about an investigation, and yet still the aid flowed from the United States to Ukraine. So the Democrats just don't have the facts or evidence on their side.
Okay, let's go ahead and summarize for those maybe who've been away or something that are not familiar with what we're talking about. Just how did this whole thing come about in the first place, this impeachment inquiry? What's this phone call you're talking about, Ukraine, et cetera?
Well, there was a phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine back in July, the day after Mueller testified before Congress. And it was also shortly after the second round of elections in Ukraine this year. Earlier in the year, they elected a new president, and then they elected a new, I believe it's a parliament in Ukraine. And so the call was to congratulate the president on the elections in the parliament, to congratulate the Ukrainian president on the elections in the parliament that were that worked out the way the president would have wanted them to. And so during that call, the president of Ukraine talked about how he wanted to drain his swamp in Ukraine, very much the way that President Trump is working to drain the swamp here in America. And they talked about several different things in the call. We can tell exactly what was discussed in the call because in that call, there's a summary that has been released of the phone call that is publicly available now, so we can read exactly what happened in that call summary. Some people are calling it a transcript. It's not a precise word-by-word transcript, but it's the closest that we will ever have to a transcript of the call. And there are people who work in the National Security Council who were alarmed by the call, and I think they were alarmed by the call because President Trump's foreign policy is one that puts America first, and it is different than what the previous president had for foreign policy. And it just seems like this really boils down to a policy dispute, and these unelected bureaucrats don't like what the president of the United States was doing with foreign policy.
What's interesting, too, about this whole thing is Ukraine was attacked by Russia. And I believe that happened during the Obama years, and Obama did not bring forth military aid to help the Ukrainians, but Trump did. Meanwhile, what those opposed to Trump that are trying to impeach him and basically said, you provided a quid pro quo. You basically said to the Ukrainian guy, if you don't investigate the hiring of the son of Joe Biden, in other words, Hunter Biden, who was on some sort of Ukrainian utilities company. If you don't investigate that, we're going to withhold funding from you. We, the United States, are going to do that. So that was sort of the initial gist of the whole thing, kind of game over. here's the president using the power of the United States to basically and trying to enlist a foreign government in order to hurt one of his political opponents. And it's not exactly like that at all, is it, as it turns out? Your comments.
No, it is not. It is not like that at all. The president does mention Joe Biden. He's talking about what happened in 2016 and before 2016. So part of the call is talking about what happened in the 2016 election, and part of the call is talking about something that Joe Biden talks about having done with funds to Ukraine and making Ukraine get rid of a prosecutor, and that prosecutor happened to be investigating Burisma, which is a company that Joe Biden's son was on the board of, and it's a Ukrainian company.
Mm-hmm.
So some of it is a little bit complicated, but the fact is it's about things that happened in the past. And when you look at the timing of everything, this all happened the day after the Mueller testimony. I'm sure that the president either watched it live or went back and watched it later. And the previous elections were on President Trump's mind, as they were everyone in the country, because Mueller had just testified. And so the Democrats wanted to get to the bottom of what happened in 2016. Until President Trump wanted to. We even have a letter from May of 2018 that three U.S. senators who are Democrats signed, and they sent it to Ukraine saying you need to help and cooperate with a Mueller investigation. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy coming from the Democrats. But again, it's all about the previous, what happened in the past, and trying to make sure that taxpayer dollars are not going to a country that are going to use the money corruptly. And Ukraine is known to be a corrupt country. They're trying to clean up, but they are known not to be an uncorrupt country.
Right.
So
right.
He's trying to protect our funds.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think that the Democrats expected that he would turn around and release the transcript and encourage people to read the transcript? That was kind of a clever move, I think, on Trump's part to say, look, I'm clean. You judge for yourselves. Here it is. Boom.
Yeah, I don't think they expected that at all. And the reason that they would have no reason to expect it is because that is something that simply is never done. The phone calls that a United States president has with the leader of a foreign country are always kept confidential, and they have to be in order for us to have good relations with those countries. What I mean by that is that the foreign presidents need to be able to talk and possibly even talk about other countries and have frank discussions and have a level of confidence that if they're having these phone calls, the contents of the phone calls aren't going to leak out for the whole world to see and hear. In this case, the president of Ukraine gave the okay to release the transcript, and President Trump went ahead and did that. And even in doing that, you can read part of it and see that the president of Ukraine had a few less than kind words to say about leaders from other countries, but nevertheless, he was okay with releasing the transcript. And so I don't think that the bureaucrats or the Democrats in Congress
expected that,
had any reason to expect that it would be released.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Now, one thing, too, that Schiff began this whole process, and I don't mean in the recent weeks, you know, with the impeachment hearings, with opening, you know, for everybody to see. But when he was speaking about 2 or 3 months ago, and he went through this dialogue and he tried to, in effect, summarize what the president supposedly said on that phone call. And what he was doing was he was essentially echoing the Godfather. And he said later, oh, no, 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 it was all a joke. But the idea of it was that I, Donald Trump, am going to twist your arm until you give me what I want, which basically is going to you know, allow some bad press to hit the, you know, the rest of the world against one of my political opponents. And, you know, I'm the godfather. I can do what I want. And you must, this is a deal that you're, you know, well, I forgot what the phrase is. This is an offer you can't refuse, you know, that kind of thing. Now, do you think, I mean, obviously it was unwise of Schiff to do that. I don't know if he's apologized for that, but even still, that just seems so, out of place, especially when you're talking about impeachment of the president of the United States, and he's joking around at the very start of the whole process as if this is an episode from The Godfather and he's imputing these terrible motives to President Trump, which it turns out weren't true.
Well, when you don't have facts on your side, when the call transcript doesn't line up with what you want it to be, what else can you do other than just make it up as you go? And I think that's what we saw Congressman Schiff do at the beginning of the impeachment, which Nancy Pelosi started on her own without a vote of Congress. So I think that is very, that's what he did. He came back after he was questioned on it and said it was a parody, but he didn't say that initially. He presented it as if it were real or essentially what happened in the call. It's not what happened in the call. And frankly, it is a disgrace that he did that. He should not do that. The American people deserve, if you're going to talk about impeaching a president, that means you were talking about undoing the vote of the people who voted for whoever the president is. The American people deserve for that process to be treated with the utmost respect and dignity, not necessarily because you have respect and dignity for the president, but because you have respect and dignity for the people who voted for him, and you want to make sure that they understand that you take their vote seriously. And that's not what Schiff did. He basically, it's just evident that his hatred for President Trump comes before what's best for America.
I think that's very well put. What's interesting, too, is in the recent hearings, in fact, the first day, for example, when they had a testimony that was televised, people could hear it. The question came up about, you know, the release of the name of the whistleblower. And did not Schiff say something like, well, I don't even know who the whistleblower is on the one hand. And on the other hand, he was like, well, he shouldn't have his identity released. Well, wait a minute. If you don't know who it is, how do you know if it's going to be released or not? What are your thoughts on that? It seemed like he was caught in a bold-faced lie on that point.
Yes, I think that he was. And he continued yesterday to say he doesn't know who the whistleblower is, but I'm simply not buying it. I'm not buying it. And I actually am troubled even using the term whistleblower, because I'm not positive that what happened is actually falls underneath what is supposed to happen with the whistleblower statute. And the whistleblower statute is never meant, it isn't meant to prevent someone from facing their accuser. It's meant to protect the accuser so the accuser cannot lose the accuser's job. And the Democrats and even some Republicans who on the Senate side, we've heard rumblings about how important it is to protect the identity of the whistleblower. The important thing is to protect due process and our founding principles so that we can believe in a just system in America. And I don't think a whistleblower should lose their job when they blow the whistle. I'm fine with protecting their job that way. I also think it's very important that when you are making accusations that the person being accused is able to face their accuser. Mm-hmm. And especially when you're dealing with the president of the United States, you don't get to just start this and put things into motion to undo the vote of 63 million people without some sort of accountability. And if the Democrats are going, they're setting precedent right now. They need to imagine what it's going to be like when the tables are turned and it's a Democrat president and Republicans treat the Democrat president this way.
Well, which I hope never happens, and I hope this gets to be shown for the sham it is. TrumpDefenseTeam.com. Thank you so much, Jenny Beth, for being with us.
Thank you.